Hello there, and welcome to my show, the Parish Passages Podcast, where you will find a criteria of all things about creativity. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Parish Passages Podcast. As always, I am the Parish and the Parish Passages Podcast, and thank you so much for being here. It's been some time since I've been on the show. For any of my new listeners, I run two shows between Parish Passages Podcast and my sister show that I call The Screen Queen, and I primarily take some real estate over in The Screen Queen, but I like to pop up on the show once in a while, and it's been a while since I popped up on the show. I'll be honest, my mental health really took a nosedive the past 4 or 5 months. It was like the negative version of Rockstar by Smash Mouth. It's like, and just don't stop coming, and it don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming, they don't stop coming. And I'm like, I would like it to stop coming. I've had enough. And it wasn't until recently that I finally got comfortable enough to come back on the show. Even the episodes I already recorded, like the promised episode all about the details of the prequel that was recorded, but did it ever get edited? No, I wasn't happy with it, so I'm starting fresh. But before I launch into the episode about the prequel, I want to do an episode about what it's like being a podcaster. This has been an episode on my list for quite some time, and of all the guests I've had on my show, I've been complimented on my podcast voice, and I'm like, I'm just rambling, so I guess I'll take it as a compliment. But, and I find it a little bit funny considering I don't listen to too many podcast shows. I listen to my friend's podcast, but your girl is mostly a story podcast listener. That's what my go-to is. I mean, given the fact that I'm a storyteller, I ingest so many stories, so it's hard for me to sit down with like a slice of life podcast or a true crime podcast. I'm like, I want to stay away from reality just for a little bit. I have too much of that. I already had enough of that past 6-5 months, like I said, because it just did stop coming, and it didn't stop coming, and it just didn't stop coming. But when I started doing my podcast show, it just started to be a little bit easy to do. It wasn't until after I got my shit together that I finally just unleashed the shackles and just had fun with the show. And I did not script myself anymore. That was the major thing that hurt me, was I had to read things word for word, and it lacked that authenticity, it lacked the enthusiasm, it lacked a lot of energy, because it just sounded like I was reading a menu that I didn't like. And if this is something I don't like, then something had to change. And I changed both of my shows to just go off the cuff. I wanted to test myself by not having something in front of me that was structured so I could have it be more organic. But it took a while for me to get here. And I've always been asked, like, well, what do you for your podcast shows? And, well, that's what this is all about. So if you're looking to start your very own podcast show, I'm going to be giving you some tips and tricks on this, on the Parish Passages Podcast, just for free, all for you, my present to you for being an amazing listener. And the best part is, you don't have to write anything down, because I'm going to make it super simple for you, just to go back to this, because I like things easy. So the first thing that I want to talk about that is the hugest help for any media-related things is to ingest behind-the-scenes featurettes of movies or TV shows. I'm telling you, that helps out so much to get the idea on how to talk about a topic by seeing others talk about what they did, like music they made or scenes they wanted to do or talking about the characters. And if you watch the way some of those people in the featurettes talk, you start to get a little bit of an idea on how you want to talk about your topic. I will watch a lot of those before I do any episode, just to get me like a dry run to know how I want to talk about this topic. I just pretend like I'm in that featurette and I'm talking about this thing that I've made. You know, there's a lot of confidence that has to go into talking about a topic, and seeing the confidence that they invoke, it's easy to parallel that. It's easy to kind of get some of that stardust from the various people in the featurettes and kind of using that stardust for yourself to talk about these things. They're very important, because if it's your topic and you have a one-of-a-kind way to talk about it, just like they did, it becomes very easy. Those featurettes have been my blueprint for many years, and it also helped that I grew up ingesting so many behind-the-scenes featurettes. So pouring that aspect into my podcasting has helped me immensely for like one half of my blueprint. And here's the other half of my blueprint that I'm going to tell you about. So the other half of my blueprint is having half of a script. I mentioned earlier that when I first wrote a majority of my early episodes on this show, it was very structured to the point that it didn't sound organic. And ever since I got back into my podcasting for both of my shows, I decided to do something completely different and only put down bullet points. And this has shocked a majority of my friends, because they're very curious to know like how it is I'm able to do 40-minute episodes or hour-long episodes and just seem to keep going and going and going. Well, that's where the bullet points come through. The bullet points give me that topic, and then I can just keep going until I reach my next bullet point. And then after I feel like I'm done there, then I go on to my next point, and so on and so on and so on. It freaked out my friend Christina, who's also a movie buff and does movie commentaries. And she was very curious to see what my books were like for my podcast writing. And I was like, sure. And then when she was looking through there, she had this like quizzical look on her face where she was expecting more. And she's like, so what else do you do? Is it organized? And I said, nope, not organized. And she's like, really? She was shocked to see that I just had bullet points to talk about scenes from certain movies, or an actor name, or a line that I wanted to say in the episode. And she's like, this is very interesting that this is your process. And she showed me her process, where she has to like date everything that she talks about, the exact date that she logs in to do more work on writing her episodes. Like, she is very structured. There's a lot more work that goes into her movie commentaries than me, where I just show up, say my thing, and then leave. Anyway, she's kind of like the Quentin Tarantino of movie commentator, and I'm like the Kevin Smith. I just show up and I'm like, hey, what's up? But anyway, back on track. Having those bullet points helps the show become more organic. So I can talk the way that I'm talking right now. I can make it sound like I'm talking to my best friend. I can make it sound like I'm just having a regular coffee chat, because I don't have to have everything all together, put together at that time. It does leave room to venture into different topics. Some of the best episodes I've ever done had off-the-cuff featurettes, solely because I didn't put so much pressure into having everything for that episode. You never know what comes to mind when you begin working. Having numerous off-the-cuff moments is kind of like recreating your own jewelry box moment from Pretty Woman every single time. Do you laugh every single time when you see the jewelry box moment? Yes, because it was organic and it wasn't scripted and it was just a lovely surprise. And when you start doing your own podcast show, you'll be surprised what comes to your mind when you don't put pressure on having everything together and just getting to have fun with it. Because that's the bottom line, is you have to have fun with your own show. And you also get to find how you want to be a podcast commentator. Like I said, I was applauded by my friend Anne Lowe when she guest starred on to the Screen Queen and said, you have such a good podcast voice. And I'm like, thank you. The compliment kind of threw me for a loop, because I've never been told that. And I've never really monitored that myself. I just do the episode, edit it, and then send it into the world. And I don't really think about how I sound in that aspect. I just know that I sound good and that I have faith in what I put out. And that does have a heavy reflection when people get to hear you and they like what they hear. And you'll have your own moment like that. So, to end this episode, I do have a list. I said that I wasn't going to make you write down anything, but don't worry, I will have that written in the description box. I want to give some of the pieces of media that I've used to help me prepare for my podcast episodes. So, number one, the behind-the-scenes featurette for If I Never Knew You from Pocahontas. I know Pocahontas is an eerie movie, but let me tell you, that behind-the-scenes featurette has a very good idea on how to talk about certain topics. Just the way that the directors and some of the musicians talked about what they did for Pocahontas, it's really intriguing. Like, for a hot second, I forgot they're talking about Pocahontas because I just love the way that they were very professional about what they talked about, as well as how they were able to elaborate their emotions without getting too emotional. It has that balance of commentary in there. And there is another piece of media that I believe will be very helpful, and it's a TV show that I love. It's very near and dear to my heart, and it's called Comic Book Men. Now, for those out there that don't know the show, or they haven't really seen a lot of the show, it ironically is a behind-the-scenes for the work at Kevin Smith's shop. I find it ironic because I mentioned him earlier in the comparison. And he has a podcast that he runs with his friends, and you get to see the way they all talk to each other. So you have another prime podcast example that became a TV show. And the way that they talk is very equivalent to what you hear in a podcast show where everyone's just chiming in left and right, talking about comic books or livening things up and putting in some historical facts, and also making sure to carry the audience that they know what's being talked about. Because unfortunately, you know as well as I do that not everyone is going to know everything, and it's something I've carried into my podcast shows to make sure that no one is in the dark. Even if I have a completely new listener, I can't just assume they listened to all of my episodes or they know the specific reference I'm talking about. It's those little things that does carry a podcast show. And 7 seasons of Comic Book Men, that is plenty of information right there to see how you want to do your podcast show and get into the move and groove of it all and see what you want to do. And those are the two pieces of inspiration on the top of my head that I can name, and I'm sure there might be more in the future, but I feel like that's a good amount right there. But this was a really fun off-the-cuff episode to do. I haven't done too many of those lately, but it was nice to get back into the move and groove of things by talking about what I do for my podcast shows on my podcast show. Pretty lovely. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate you. I am hoping that I can get going back on doing that episode to talk about the prequel and give my tell-all for that. I've been thinking about it for months, but I'm glad I'm in a better mindset that I can do that episode now. But if you want to catch up with me in between uploads, you can find me on my Instagram of the same name, at Parish Passages. And if you want to see any of the behind-the-scenes exclusives that I have up on my TikTok, you can find me at The Mystical Space Witch. And if you're interested in the book series that I wrote called Inglorious Inc., you can find that bad boy in the description box. Alrighty, you all take care now. Happy podcasting. This is your host signing off. Bye-bye!